This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the merchant part, and we do mean merchant of Merchant Ivory, but first, aside from childhood memories of our families, friends, and pets, some of our most vivid early recollections often involve books. The drawings and characters we encountered as children can trigger deep feelings when we see them again as adults, but many of us carry around just scattered memories of a few lost books, those whose titles we forgot a good time ago, but that still nag at our brains. NPR's Andy Bowers found a possible way to solve these minor mysteries.
Los Angeles graphic designer Julie Welch could only recall a few details about the book she was trying to find.
It was a poor Jewish family in New York. And the only other detail I could remember was that the kids were obsessed with chickpeas. I think because the family was so poor, chickpeas were this huge delicacy.
After trying to remember the name of the book for many years, one day Welch came across a website run by the owner of a used children's bookstore in Cleveland, Ohio. The site was called Book Stumpers, and it was filled with cries for help from people just like her.
So many of the submissions seemed to be, please, please, please help me. You know, I remember a book about a goose. Please, somebody.
So Welch paid a $2 fee to post her recollections about the chickpea-loving family on the website and waited for a response. On the other end of the internet was Harriet Logan, owner of Loganberry Books in Cleveland and the woman who started the website 8 years ago. Logan says she began posting email queries on the internet, hoping other readers could help her recognize books from just a few cryptic clues.
Sometimes people remember so little about the book, they just remember a feeling or a color. Maybe they remember a bit of plot elements or that there was a little dog involved in the story. And that's not quite enough to find the item.
But the Book Stumpers site has attracted a stable of what Logan calls stumper magicians, many of them librarians or fellow booksellers, who log on regularly to see if they can help. Here, in a dramatic reading, is a typical website exchange.
When I was a little girl in the 60s, my dad used to read me a book about, I think, a hamster who loved to hum.
Could the humming hamster be Sylvester of a collection called Sylvester and Other Stories? Orange book, picture of Sylvester with, I think, the mandolin he rides in?
How about a humming possum? Henry Possum?
Unfortunately, it doesn't sound like the book.
Hum, The Singing Hamster by Catherine Bing, 1961.
Oh, I'm so excited! It's my book! How soon can I get it? I'm so thrilled!
Harriet Logan figures she's received nearly 1,800 stumpers over the years and has been able to solve about three-quarters of them. She also tries to find new or used copies of the books if the customers want to buy a piece of their childhoods. She instituted the $2 posting fee after becoming overwhelmed with queries, but she will deduct it from the price of the book. Logan has little doubt why the quest for a lost volume becomes so important to some people.
That's a memory most of us have from early childhood of sitting in a parent's lap and feeling warm, nestled, and safe, and learning where that imagination and energy can take you.
One man who has sparked many imaginations is Norton Juster, author of the 40-year-old children's classic, The Phantom Tollbooth. When told of the Book Stumpers site, Juster loved the idea. He says his own writing was inspired by the feelings he remembered from the books of his youth. But he has also experienced the letdown of trying to recapture favorite childhood memories. He says on a recent trip to England, his British-born wife wanted to find a certain kind of ice cream bar that she had loved as a child.
And so we hunted every little ice cream store we passed. We went in and asked for it. Finally, she found it and opened it with great anticipation and tasted it. She said, oh, this is terrible. That one bite sort of wiped out a whole or part of a whole memory. I think the memory was still there, but in some cases you really can't or you shouldn't go home again.
Nonetheless, graphic designer Julie Welch was thrilled when the Book Stumpers site helped her find her lost story about a large Jewish family in New York.
It turned out to be a book called All of a Kind Family by Sidney Taylor, and it turned out that this book was actually on its most requested book list.
And Welch is looking forward to rereading it, hoping it is as good as she remembers. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can find out more about Book Stumpers and even link up to their website at ours, npr.org.